Thefts of fuel and citrus equipment were discussed by law enforcement officers at a recent Highlands County Citrus Growers Forum in Sebring. Hardy County Sheriff's Department Agricultural Crimes Detective Ryan Waters discusses the theft problem and offers some tips for growers.
Over the past few years, we've had problems with the rise in fuel costs, people helping themselves to the growers' diesel stores out in the grove, power units and pumps, where it's in the middle of the grove and in remote areas where it's easy access to criminals.
Sometimes they will steal 1,000 gallons or more at a time, correct?
That's correct.
You had a tip that maybe would help growers, if not prevent these thefts, at least maybe help in the apprehension.
Yes, talking about putting some security cameras of some sort around their power units in their rural areas where they might can capture if someone's in there that doesn't belong.
And this would be, I think you called them game cameras, the kind of cameras that people put up to shoot pictures of deer going by and such, right?
Right.
What's the benefit of that? That might help you in apprehension of these folks after the fact.
It just gives us something to look at it. If we capture a picture of someone in there stealing fuel or a battery or a piece of equipment, it gives us a photograph possibly that we can trace back to whoever was committing the crime.
And I think you said putting a lock on a gate isn't going to do you much good.
No, sir.
And why is that?
They pretty much just cut it. They'll cut the lock. They'll tear the gate down. They don't care. They're going to go in whether they want, no matter what you do.
And I think you were joined by deputies from Polk and Highlands as well, saying it helps us if you report every single theft.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And why is that?
The ag community has to report these crimes. If not, the sheriff's office and the law enforcement agencies don't know about the problem. I can basically say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So if there's more crimes reported, then there's going to be a show of more need for the extra law enforcement.
And I know you're in the citrus business yourself. Any other crime prevention tips you'd have to pass on to growers?
I basically suggest that anything that you don't want stolen, hide it. Make it as difficult as possible for a criminal. The harder he has to work for something, the less he's going to want to get it. So if he can't see it, that helps. If he has to work hard to get to what he's after, he's going to move on to somewhere else.
Deputies from the Highlands and Polk County Sheriff's Departments also offered suggestions. They agreed that all crimes should be reported. One offered a prevention tip. Don't keep more fuel and batteries out in the field than will be needed in the immediate future. Following that tip gives thieves less to steal if they do strike. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.